Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Monday, and I don't know that I've ever looked forward to a show as much as I'm looking forward to tonight's show. I know what you're thinking. Why, Jesse? There aren't even any big stories today. Well, that's exactly why. That means we get to talk about different things, bigger things. We have Medal of Honor Monday coming up about an hour from now. Somebody feels like everything we see on TV politically is just a scripted reality show, and we're going to discuss that concept and systems, why they're bigger than people. We're going to open up the show with that. We're going to talk about Eric Adams and Washington, D.C.'s mayor doing what politicians always do. Scientists, anti-communists, illegals, credit card debt, all that, emails, so much more coming up tonight on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. I have to do a couple of quick housekeeping items first before we get into the meat and potatoes of the show. So let me just go ahead and get out in front of this right now. May 27th is Memorial Day. I realize that is a national holiday, and it daggone well should be. I also realize that is a day virtually every human being takes off, especially in media. Everyone takes that day off. It's an understood day. It is a day we have never taken off, and it is a day we never will. We feel, unless something comes up, obviously, if there's an emergency or something, whatever, but we never anticipate taking that day off. That is a day. Look, there aren't even advertisers, I don't believe, on the show that day. There aren't usually, but we feel obligated to sit here and honor the fallen for 3 hours. We will read off names. We'll read off, probably not Medal of Honor stuff because we do that so much, Silver Star citations that are really cool, Navy Cross citations, which are really cool. These are, remember, it's not Veterans Day. It's Memorial Day. It's only for those who lost their lives. They deserve their own special day, not watered down by American politeness. Honor the fallen and veterans and first responders and teach it. No. Just the fallen in combat. They deserve their own special unwatered down day. Now, that was a long way of me saying this. Obviously, we have already begun the prep work for our Memorial Day show. We don't do really any prep work for normal shows, but that day we do a lot of prep work for, as far as gathering up the Silver Star citations and Navy Cross citations and things like that. If you have names, we already got an email of somebody, a couple people fell during training, couple pilots, Cobra pilots back in 2009. If you have names of people who fell in combat or training, in military service, people who died, a Silver Star citation you like, a Navy Cross citation, just a name, email that to us. And if we can fit everything in, I will try to read every single name you email in. Now, I do need to put this disclaimer on it. Sorry to put all this at the beginning of the show. We have to look this stuff up when you email us names. You can't just email in, hey, Jesse, I serve with IP Freely. Please honor him today. Because obviously we have to confirm these things are real. So if you have an article, anything, a link you can send with the email, fine, send it. You have a Silver Star citation you like, send it. Navy Cross citation, send it. Now's the time to start sending it because we're prepping our Memorial Day show now. Okay? That's one. Two, second disclaimer. I got a few of these at the show, so just hang on. If you hear a sound similar to this, like I just did it briefly during that little talk we just had, you should understand that I am not currently having my fingernails pulled out in an Iranian prison. I have a back that is out. Very, very rare for me anymore. It does happen on occasion. I was lifting weights on Sunday, just screwed it up, lift something up wrong. And now if I happen to scratch my nose the wrong way, it'll just shoot this, whatever. You'll hear me do this during the show and just know that I'm fine. I'm not being tortured. It's just whatever. It's a back thing. Last disclaimer is this one. On Wednesday, Chris, Michael, write it down because I will forget, and it is your job to remind me. On Wednesday, at the start of hour two, that is going to be some history. Somebody emailed in a while ago, "Dear Queso Pitmaster, this country needs a Sala right now," is essentially what he said. "Do people a favor and give us a history lesson on this legend." I am going to do a little bit of history on Wednesday, the start of hour two, on the Roman general, dictator, murderer, Sala. If you want to do a little prep work on your own, you're welcome to. If not, buckle up, because Wednesday, start of hour two, there ain't going to be no politics. We're going to talk some history. Now, without further ado, let's begin on the important things of the day. Quit, focus. I'm ready. I'm ready to go. I'm super focused.
But my focus is just stay focused.
I wanted to read something to you, because I feel like a lot of people go through this right now. A lot of people are seeing this right now. And frankly, I am as well. And the subject of this one, I'm not going to read the whole email. He says, "Is politics just reality TV?" And I'm going to skip through the beginning of all this. It's a long email. But he says, "I'm seriously starting to wonder if what we see on screens when it comes to politics isn't just one big reality TV episode where everything is scripted, everyone's an actor, and when the director yells cut, they all go grab a drink together and laugh while we're falling apart. The director, of course, is the blob, deep state, the system, whatever you want to call it, that would explain why no matter who it is, left or right, they all toe the company line. I hope I made enough sense you can say my name. You made so much sense, Ryan, that I'm opening up the show talking about this concept. It all seems scripted, doesn't it?" And to be honest, it is not hopeless. I want to stress that. We're going to get to a bunch of stuff we can do and are doing. But there are times when it seems hopeless, when it seems pointless, when you get involved in a race, when you get involved in a campaign, you go out, you vote against a Democrat, you do this, you do that, and then nothing changes. The country continues to lurch left. The spending doesn't stop. The border remains open. It just seems like nothing changes no matter who's in there. Sure, you get someone like Trump in his first term, you're going to get a lot better immigration policy for sure. Foreign policy is going to be a lot more sane. He's going to cut regulations. The economy will improve. There's no question about that. But overall, on a macro level, we still move left, still spend too much, still do this, still do that. Okay, just put that in your back pocket for a moment, that concept. Is it all just scripted? Here's a headline for you. BLS, that's the Bureau of Labor Statistics, by the way, they announced that coffee prices, which they've shot through the roof, coffee prices continue to go up and up and up, they're no longer going to be factored in to the CPI inflation data. Okay, so what does that mean? Just stay with me. I just did it there. Stay with me here. It just happens. The CPI inflation data. The government has a consumer price index. This is going to get just a little nerdy. Just stay with me. Consumer price index. They're figuring out, essentially, how much more expensive life is getting for consumers. You're paying more for things. You know that. I know that. I don't have to tell anyone that. You know that. Your pocketbook knows that. And they have to make these announcements. Hey, what is that? What is this? What is that? Well, inflation is not only terrible. Inflation is remaining. And the things that cause inflation, the printing and spending of money, They've not only remained, they're increasing. They haven't stopped anything at all. There is nothing out there even attempting to reverse inflation outside of high interest rates. Nothing. So they know that makes Joe Biden look bad. Everyone knows it makes Joe Biden look bad. He happens to be president. You don't want to be president when people have their grocery prices go up 40%, because then they tend to look at you and blame you for said things. And these lies aren't going to get you out of that.
The strongest economy in the world. Let me say it again. In the world.
Although GDP last week was far short of expectations.
Oh, it wasn't. Look, GDP is still growing. Look at the response of the markets.
Yeah. So what the Bureau of Labor Statistics, a government organization, what they announced is, hey, that CPI thing that we do where we tell you how bad inflation is and we give you numbers. You know, I'll be honest. We thought about it. We don't think coffee should be in there. So we're just going to take it out. Well, you know why. And I know why. I don't have to bore you with the reasons. You know why they're taking it out? Because it makes Joe Biden look bad. They know coffee is a basic thing that many Americans, I would argue most Americans, consume at one point or another, and they're taking it out. Okay, so what does this have to do with the email, with reality TV? What does it have to do with all this stuff? We're going to have a discussion next about men versus systems. Men versus systems. Before we get to that, speaking of inflation and spending and where we're at, we have to make preparations. Preparations as if the inflation, the economy, the spending, the everything, they aren't going to get better. Right now, there's no better on the horizon. I'm not going to say they're never going to get better, but right now, you can't even see better. You can't. So, doesn't mean it's the end of the world. Doesn't mean we have to lay down and die and cry. Just means we have to make preparations. How do you prepare? Get some precious metals as part of your retirement. You have a 401k, an IRA. Get some precious metals in there and get some in your physical possession. Gold, silver coins. Oxford Gold Group will deliver these things to your front door. And they make it easy. They're super laid back. You don't have to go crazy. I don't want you to go crazy. Get something basic so you have something they can't destroy the value of. All right? Call 833-995-GOLD and tell them I told you to call. We'll be back to talk about systems versus men. Hang on.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. Of course, a Medal of Honor Monday coming up about 45 minutes from now. Remember, you can email me love, hate, death threats, ask Dr. Jesse questions for Friday, whatever you want. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. So we're having a discussion right now. We're about to have a discussion. You haven't missed it, about systems versus men. Someone emailed in and said, politics just seems like reality TV. No matter who's in charge, everything gets screwed up. They don't change anything, so on and so forth. And I read an article, a headline about how they're taking coffee prices out of the inflation data so it doesn't make Joe Biden look as bad, so the prices aren't going up. So let's have a discussion about systems versus men. Systems are bigger than men, bigger than individual men. Systems themselves are much more powerful than individual men. And systems are the most important thing in the world for us to create and maintain because of the power of systems. We have not been diligent about that on the right. On the left, they have been diligent about that. The infiltration, the takeover of critical systems. And that's why they've been more successful pulling the culture their way than we are. The right, for my entire life, has been, we have had a culture of men. The left has had a culture of systems. The left does not fall in love with individual men, at least for long periods of time. The left falls in love with ideas, concepts, systems. The right loves individual men. Reagan, we're the party of Reagan. Trump save it all. That we love men when we should love systems. For instance, okay, I'm starting a football team. I'm starting a football team for teenage boys in my area. Our high school doesn't have one, and we're starting a football team. And I'm in charge of the football team. Let me ask you something. This is the beginning of a football team that will be around long after I'm dead and gone. My sons will be there, their sons after them, to watch this team play. I'm starting the football team. What's the most important thing for me? Is the most important thing coming up with an amazing weight program, training program, putting together not only a coaching staff, but a coaching staff that's prepared to train the next generation of coaches? Or is the most important thing going out and finding that quarterback who can really sling it? Find that running back who can run like the wind blows. Well, if you're a short-term thinker, if you're a GOP traditional thinker, you think you just need a quarterback. Of course, you're starting a team. Get that QB. Go win the game. But what you really need is the weight room. So you don't get one QB. You have the system in place to produce generations of it. The Mongols, actually, this is a great example, historical example. We'll bring this back to today here in a second. The Mongols. If you ever, maybe you are one of these people. If you aren't one, you probably know one of these people who love historical battles and military and generals and things like that. If you've ever been one of these guys or ladies interested in historical generals and you've looked up a list of who are the top 20 generals of all time, the top 10 generals of all time, people who really genuinely know military matters, you could have 5 or 6 Mongols on the top 10 list ever. People think it's Genghis Khan. I mean, yeah, he's on there, probably the top. You could go Mongol after Mongol after Mongol. Just legend, Jebe, Subadai, you know, just general, general, general. We're talking generals on the level of Alexander the Great. Lots of them. Multiples. Now, how did they do that? Is there something in the water in Mongolia? It's the big Asian steppe. It's either burning hot or freezing cold. Is there something in the water out there? How? The Mongols, Genghis Khan, to his credit, he built a system. He didn't build an army that centered around him. Yes, he was the one definitely in charge. There was no question about that. But he put into place an amazing system. If you want to read a great book about this that touches on a little bit, Subadai the Valiant is a really fascinating book you can read. And they talk about what essentially amounted to a Mongolian apprenticeship system. That's what Subadai was. Subadai wasn't even a Mongol. Did you know that? Maybe the greatest general who ever lived wasn't even a Mongol. He found himself as part of the Mongolian apprenticeship system, where you will find young, talented people, begin to bring them in, begin to try to teach them how you do certain things, why you do certain things. If you were some young hotshot in the Mongolian military, you weren't just out there guarding the rice paddies. Oh, I'm sorry, they didn't even have rice paddies, but you weren't out there guarding the sheep. You would be welcome in the tent with the generals. Sit there, shut your mouth, and listen. Oh, you have a good idea? Hey, shut up. The young guy has a good idea. All good ideas are heard here. We will argue. We will debate. A robust, essentially a college, building military masterminds. Genghis Khan and the Mongols weren't about a man. They were about a system, which is why Genghis Khan died so early, and they just kept conquering. In winning and conquering and winning. Now, we're going to talk about how that relates to today and what we have in our country in just a moment. Before we talk about that, what phone system do you use? Do you pay AT&T every single month to crap on your country? Look, if you're not mad at yourself about that now, you will be when June hits. Do I need to remind you that Pride Month is right around the corner? You know that if you have T-Mobile, you're going to see things during Pride Month that make you hang your head in shame because you fund it. You could switch to Pure Talk today and not have to worry about that. You don't have to stress about Pure Talk and what they're going to do for Pride Month. Pure Talk loves this country. They share our values. They promote our values. Their CEO was a veteran. Oh, they have a cause. It's veterans, especially veteran suicide. Does that sound like something you want to support? Pick up your phone, dial #250 and say, Jesse Kelly, today's the day to switch to put your money where your morals are. #250, say Jesse Kelly. Talk some more about systems next.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're going to love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
The best way to understand all sides of an issue is to know all sides of an issue.
Can't get that in the mainstream media, which is why you've got to listen to some Clay and Buck for another point of view.
Buck, why are you going third person?
Because, Clay, I think this ad is running in places that might not exactly align with all of our politics or even know who we are.
It's impossible. But maybe if it's true, I bet if they did listen, they'd end up agreeing with us on at least one issue, even if they secretly won't admit it.
Well, the only way they're going to find out is if they download the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever they get their pods.
We're easy to find, unlike your wife at Costco.
Clay, you speak the truth, but we're already losing people.
I think I gained one or two just now.
In case you haven't noticed, we like to have a lot of fun as well as talk about what's going on in the world.
Come hang with us today and every day at Clay and Buck. Download the iHeartRadio app, search out those names, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton, and come hang.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency.
Did you make a mistake in sending arms to Tehran, sir?
No.
It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
And I'm not taking any more questions. In just a second, I'm going to ask Attorney General.
I'm Leon Neyfakh, co-creator of Slow Burn. In my podcast, Fiasco, Iran-Contra, you'll hear all the unbelievable details of a scandal that captivated the nation nearly 40 years ago, but which few of us still remember today.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. Remember, you can download the entire show if you missed a single solitary second of it. You can download it all on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes, and many, many other places. I actually don't know if there are any other places, but you can do that. To answer your question, Chris, Jewish producer Chris asked if I have any muscle relaxers because my back is out. I don't. I don't think you should make an offer like that unless you have some to hand out. That's one. Two, on a more serious note, I don't like that stuff because I feel like my brain goes into a fog. I get really foggy, but I wonder how hilarious it would be to pop a couple of those bad boys and try to do a show. What, Chris? I'm just Joe Biden. It'd be hilarious. No, I don't have any muscle relaxers, and I don't want any. You know what I need? Black coffee. That's what John Wayne would take for his back. Anyway, back to what we were talking about. The guy was talking about TV, and he's frustrated with politics, all the GOPers, all the Democrats. It all just seems like it's scripted reality TV. They're all going on television to play the role, but in the end, they never represent us. It keeps lurching left. They keep wrecking us. Now, here's what we have in the country and why we have it. We have a system in place of communism. Now, it doesn't seem that way. When you look from afar, America doesn't seem like a communist country. But what has happened is this. Democrats, who are all communists now, they have, for years and years and years, they have gotten involved locally. Stay with me. I'm not going to lecture here. Just stay with me. A Democrat gets involved in politics locally because to a Democrat, politics is his religion. It is his religion. And so for years, decades and decades and decades, they have sought out power actively. We have not. We do not think that way. We do not have a religion of domination the way communism is. Communism is a religion of domination and destruction. When you move to a nice place, if you've ever moved, or maybe you're thinking about moving right now, I'm getting out of New York. I can't take it here. you're looking to move to a nice place. And this is human nature. I've done this too in my life. You want to find a place where you can just go what? Just be happy. Just work, good schools, kids. And if you get to that place, you will probably just enjoy it because that's life, isn't it? You don't want to have to get there and work. I don't want to have to get there and start busting my butt. I want to get there and enjoy it. That's why I'm leaving, so I can go to a place I want to enjoy. Democrats don't think like that at all. They can't relate to that at all. Democrats get to a place and they want to destroy it. They want to make sure their religion is spread everywhere. And so no matter what it is, whether it's the school board, the library board, the city council, it can be the HOA, the parks department, wherever it is, they are there seeking out power. Well, here's what that does. When you begin locally and you start taking things over like this, what happens is local politics, this is why I say legal and local actually can save the country. I genuinely believe that. It creates a farm team for you. You see, when a Democrat, let's say AOC tomorrow, AOC, Congresswoman from the Bronx, she's announcing that she's going to retire. She's not. She's going to be there for 30 years, but she's announcing tomorrow she's going to retire. She's going to go back to bartending and being an actress. Okay. Well, do the Democrats have anybody? Pause on them for a moment. We'll come back to that in a second. I was organizing some school board races or attacking a particular school board that came across my desk, and I was really angry about it. This was 2 years ago. I was angry about it, and I hated these dirty commies, and I wanted to attack them and remove them off the school board. And I had things in place. I had people on the ground who were ready to support it. I actually had a PAC that was going to help them fundraise. I had everything in place to attack that school board, and we ended up not attacking the school board. And you know why? We could not find one person to run for it. There was no one to run. There were no local Republicans in any part of, in a red area. There were no local Republicans in any office and no one interested in running for office. We couldn't get a candidate. School board remains commie to this day. If AOC was to announce tomorrow that she was no longer going to be the congresswoman from the Bronx, she's retiring, she's done. How long is the list of local Democrats who are already involved politically holding a local office in that area? How long is the list? How long would it take Democrats if they went looking to find the next minor league prospect to be a congressman representing the Bronx in New York City? It would take them about half a second. The only choice would be which of the dirty piece of vile communist scum, which of those people they were going to put in office. The hardest part would be picking one. The hardest part for GOPers is finding one. The hardest part for them is picking one. They have a farm team in place. You know professional baseball? Everyone at least knows what it is. Why is there such a thing as AAA? That's minor leagues right below the pros. And then there's AA right below AAA. What? That's weird. And wait, there's single A? But why are there so many different levels? Because they're nurturing talent. Finding even somebody who might have even the tiniest amount of potential. And you never know, maybe he grows into his body, hits the gym, works out more, blooms, whatever, and soon, pow, there he is. You've got the next Derek Jeter. Democrats have a farm system like that in place because they get involved in local offices. Well, local offices do something else for you. On top of being the farm system that allow you to recruit the next congressman with someone who's already involved, they continue to work their way up no matter what, even if they're not the next congressman. Maybe that guy, maybe that dirty commie sitting on the school board, maybe he's not going to be your next congressman. Maybe from there he'll be on the board of supervisors. Maybe from there, maybe he won't have an overtly political job. Maybe he'll go get a job with the largest textbook manufacturers in the country. And that committed communist is going to spend the next 20 years writing and editing the textbooks your child uses to educate themselves in school. Maybe they won't go that route. Maybe they'll get to the newsrooms after that. Just an editor, a producer. Oh, we don't want to air that. Ooh, that made Biden look bad. Let's air this. That makes Trump look bad. Decades of this. decades of this has resulted in the dirty commies rising up from the streets, from the school boards, from the HOAs. And now the dirty commies, they're not down in the HOAs. Oh, they're there too. Now they're running Google. Now they control the Bureau of Labor and Statistics. Now the vile communist scum, they run the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the Department of Justice. They run the system now because they started small, they started local, and worked their way up from there. And now what we have in this country is a system where everything has to serve Democrats and Democrat policies. Every single thing. It's why Republicans are useless. They're dying for approval from a system that is Democrat. Why do Republicans cave so often? Oh, there's a laundry list of reasons. I will tell you personally, having talked to many congressmen, many of them tell me Republicans genuinely want a nice article written about them in the New York Times. Instead of hating the New York Times, which you should do, instead of viewing the New York Times as your mortal enemy, as a treasonous publication, and frankly, people should have been jailed who work in the New York Times for some of the crap they've pulled over the years. That local Republican congressman of yours, he said he was going to fight, he was going to drain the swamp. He really would love a front page article talking about how great he is. He can send it to his mom. His wife will hang it over his desk. The system in place is against us. And that's why, back to your email, that's why it seems like it's all scripted and they're all serving the system and not serving us, because they are. Well, I need to remind you, Orrin Hatch, longtime Republican senator, we've had this talk before, Ted Kennedy, that piece of garbage, finally dies mercifully. Orrin Hatch gets up to give a speech at his funeral. Supposed to be a fun, happy speech. And he talked about the time Ted Kennedy got up on the Senate floor and just crucified Orrin Hatch. Called him every name in the book. And then as soon as he got off the Senate floor, Orrin was talking at Ted Kennedy's funeral about how they were joking around about it behind the scenes. All of them just there to serve the system. We must create our own system. And we do that locally. We begin at the bottom the same way they did. All right? All right. Let's talk about D.C.'s mayor and Eric Adams and so much more before we get to Medal of Honor Monday. Let's also talk about food. Speaking of systems, what is your plan to eat if things get really, really bad? You know, food is kind of one of those necessities. Ammo, sadly, is not. Food is. You can survive without ammo. Without food, you're going to die. If things go really bad, how are you going to eat? And are you going to eat once? Or do you have a plan to eat for a while? My Patriot Supply is about having a plan, having a system in place to make sure you can eat for months. My Patriot Supply specializes in 3-month emergency food kits. They've helped millions of Americans get ready for whatever. For whatever it may bring. 3-month emergency food kits right now are $200 off each kit at preparewithjessekelly.com because they've partnered with the show. Free shipping is included in that. Everyone in your home needs an emergency 3-month food kit. Every single person in your home. If you only live alone, just get one. You don't need 10 years of it. You're going to die before then anyway. 3 months. PrepareWithJesseKelly.com. Go get your emergency food kit, okay? All right. Let's talk about Eric Adams in Rome. Next.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday, 10 minutes away from Medal of Honor Monday. So I saw this weekend Eric Adams, mayor of New York City. He's in Rome. Now, I know what you're probably thinking. Well, that's lovely. Take a little week vacation, time off, go visit Rome. I've never been. I've heard it's great. I've heard the food is incredible. Obviously, the history would be great. But see, that's the thing. Eric Adams isn't paying for his trip to Rome. You're paying for his trip to Rome. I kid you not, he's just getting savaged for it, but he's going to Rome to find out how they deal with illegals, of course. How they deal with climate change and things like that. And he keeps putting videos up of himself working hard over there in Rome. I'm here in Rome. And of course, everyone understands the deal. He took a taxpayer-funded trip to Rome where he pretended to be working. Why go to Rome to find out how to deal with illegal immigration? Yemen's dealing with illegal immigration. Were there no flights to Yemen? Didn't want to find out how they're doing it down there in Yemen? Just decided to pick one of the coolest, most historic cities in the world and wanted to go dig in with those Romans and figure out how they deal with stuff? Here's a headline. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser under fire for taking private jet trip with a donor to the Masters. Let me just remind everybody once again. It is sad, but it is true that most people, not all, but most people run for office because they want access to the things wealthy people have access to without having to actually accomplish anything. The truth is, everything's so expensive now. Flights are expensive. Hotels are expensive. Food is expensive. If you want some luxury trip to Rome with private tours, you know, Eric Adams has had all the private tours. You want to stay at a fancy hotel. I promise he's not down at the Super 8. You want to eat luxury Roman meals. You want to do all these things. You have two options and only two options. You can A, get rich, or B, get elected. And Eric Adams chose option B. This is why they do those things. I've seen this so many times. It's not unique to Democrats either. Republicans do the same thing. You want to be on a private jet one day? You ever going to fly on a private jet? Probably not. It's one of those things 99.99% of people will never sit in. You get elected to U.S. Congress, you can probably sit in a private jet. Almost undoubtedly, you will find yourself on a private plane of some kind. Fancy steakhouse dinner? Did you take mom out to something nice yesterday? Or your wife or something like that? What did it cost yesterday for that after church Mother's Day brunch or whatever you took her to? How was the bill? I took the wife out, me, her, the boys, we went out. It's $200. $200. And it's not like we went to some fancy steakhouse. But you could always just get elected. Someone else will buy you that lovely meal. You want to take a private trip down to the Masters on a private jet? Who wouldn't want to do that? Private jet to the Masters? Look, you can get rich or you can get elected. That's what they do. That's what they all do. It's very friggin' sad. It drives me crazy. By the way, one last word on the systems in place. Because our system is so bad and evil, this is part of what's putting us on a really bad path right now. Gavin Newsom, governor of California, was asked about all their budget shortfall stuff. You see, when the system is bad, you can't produce real solutions that will fix anything because the system itself is bad. It's like when I talk about Congress and I say it's not possible for Congress to pass a good law because bad trees cannot produce good fruit. When you go to Governor Gavin Newsom and you say you have the most powerful economy in the United States of America, and instead you're running a $100 billion budget shortfall, what are you going to do? You get answers like this.
Can we explain to Californians how we moved from a $100 billion surplus to such a significant deficit in just a matter of a few years?
Well, it's, we can explain it. $349 billion of unprecedented capital gains. What we didn't anticipate is these rain bombs in December, January, February, and March.
He didn't anticipate it raining in December.
These atmospheric rivers that led to a federal declaration that led to FEMA and the IRS moving in a direction where we couldn't collect our taxes until, I believe, November 16th, if there was any indication that climate change has impacts well beyond those that are often promoted. I would consider our financial delays.
Yeah. California is just yet another example of the systems that are in place, and the systems are more important than the men. Remember, we have to get into that mindset, that mode. We have got to drop our savior complex on the right and start building a system. Not just backing a man, building a system. And we are that system. We need to stop, myself included, we need to stop dumping it on other people and start taking ownership of it. And I'm getting better. We all need to get better about it. We also have to own issues too, like abortion. It's not just enough to go vote for pro-life politicians. It's not enough to speak out against it. What are we actually doing to stop abortions? You know that education, as is so often the case, real education is maybe the best tool you can use. An ultrasound. Ultrasound, what is it? It's education for a young woman who doesn't know better. She's scared, maybe selfish, but whatever she is, she has convinced herself that it's not a baby. Society's told her it's not a baby. It's a clump of cells. Do what you want. It's an inconvenience. So how do we let her know it's a baby? Screaming at her isn't going to work. An ultrasound works, though. She lays down. She hears that heartbeat. She chooses life almost every time. And it's preborn out there giving these women free ultrasounds. It's free to them. Someone's got to pay for it. And that's you. $28 buys that ultrasound. Remember, this is tax deductible. You can give whatever you want to preborn. It's a tax deduction. Give what you can. Give them 28 grand if you can. Preborn.com/Jesse. Preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn. Medal of Honor Monday. Next.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.